Chanukah. Okay. The Ramban, famous Ramban in Bala Yischa, the Ramban says that Lomis Chopashin Leila Chanukah Sanasiyim. So the Ramban brings that as Chol Shadaitoi. And then he says, Ubloshna Zev Matsosi Megillah Storim Le Rabbeinu Nisim, Sheiska God Azois. Va'oma reisim medish kim shekiv shemasa shvot nikir shevet Levi eves chol shadaitoi. Oma lo kadosh baruch hu lemoishe dabal arm v'mate lov. Yesh chanuka cheres sheyesh ba'adlakas neiris v'ani oisa bal yisrael de'banecha nisim utshua v'chanuka shekri al shmam. So he said, the Ramban brings Rabbeinu Nisim, that brings the medish. We don't have the medish in that lashon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Aaron was Zchalish Daitoi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Yesh Chanukah Cheres Sheish Ba'adlakas Neiris. So, we need to understand a little bit, it's Ke'ilu, it sounds as if there's a type of Chanukah without Adlakas Neiris, and there's a type of Chanukah with Adlakas Neiris. Yesh Chanukah Cheres Sheish Ba'adlakas Neiris. So, what's this Ke'ilu, the Hadlakas Neiris happened to be, if we're talking about Chanukah Sabayis Shaboy, so then the Chanukah Sabayis was that they were called, that they were took out the Tumah and the Yevanim. There'll be another Chanukah that you'll do it. The Hadlakas Neiris is a Tosefes to that Chanukah in a way that makes it into a different Chanukah. And then he says, "Vani oisa bal Yisrael al yidei banecha nisim utshua." So the over here there would be the chiddush, the Tosefes chiddush would be that it would be adei banecho. So this Chanukah luchur was also through the shvatim. You had Yud Beis Shvatim, they were makiv karbanis, so it was through them. Here he says the Chanukah will come dafka through Bnei Levi, and it's nikral shmom. So two things in the Rabbeinu Nisim. Two Tosfos to the Inyan of the Chanukah. One is that there'll be Hadlakas Neiris bo, and the other one is that it's Nikra al Shmom, because Avani Oisav al Yisrael al Yidei Banecha. A second Inyan is the Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos says that Moser Rav Sheshes, it says Michutz l'Pareicha Sa'edas Ya'areich. So the neiris have to be chutz pareiches. So the Gemara asks, "V'chila oiru tzarech? Did Hakadosh Baruch Hu need its oir? For lekol arboim shana shal bnei Yisrael b'midbar lahochel oire. Ela edus hu liboy oilam shashchina shoira b'Yisrael. It's an edus that shchina shoira b'Yisrael. My edus amarav zunemarav v'shneisu b'shemen." So the Gemara's kasha here itself is needs a beer. Tosis asks, first of all, the Gemara says these are boim shon in the midbar. Lemaisa, he says, "Vale kol oilam kuloi lo iray hoylech oil shemakim holchim." Secondly, what did the Gemara ask? And what about karbonis? There are tons of psukim that if HaKadosh Baruch is not hungry and if he's not going to ask us for anything, what's lechem yishai, what's reich nichoyach, k'teres, all the inyanim, the mikdash, are inyanim of ke'ilu that you would give it to Bas of Adam, and Bas of Adam needs it. HaKadosh Baruch, it's a tzuruv avoida. I mean, why the pick of all the inyanim? It's a lot harder to understand psalmim, a lot harder to understand lechem, basa, and all those inyanim. So legufa in your that child itself, I think, has a tshuva b'mekoyma, and I think the tshuva is like this: that all the inyanim, moshe ma'adav adoyma. If I give somebody a meal, and the person. And the person has money to buy a meal on his own, he certainly is, he doesn't need it, but I gave him something. So not needing is not migareya for my giving him. But imagine somebody ate till he's mamish k'dei sviya mamish, and then I give him something with a b'chinas of achila gasa. I said it didn't give him anything. It's not because he doesn't need it. It's because it's not mitzaref to it. On the oyer it says shraga b'tia roma hani. If a person lights a candle outside when the sun's out, so it's not the pshat. I don't need the candle. The candle doesn't add anything. The shaila is memyuchet in chutzah pareches edus yarech in the mishkan where it says that there was amud eish and loyla and Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mayor all 40 years befoil. There was the oyer of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not the pshat Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. There's no tesefis. That's a maimon muska. I think that's pshat the gemara there. But I'd like to be. I'd like to look at the sefer dekra. He says, "Ela edus hu liboya olam shashchina shoyer biYisrael." It's almost taking. I mean, the avoda of karbonis is lechem ishai. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs a lechem, does need a lechem, but it's a tzur of bringing lechem, and I understand that. Keteres is a b'china of reach. And that's what I'm doing. That's the Ikar Avodah, that's what I'm doing. But this Neiros here, the way the Gemara's Teretz is, sounds like that it's as if it doesn't have any Tachas B'chalal in Sad Neiros. It could have been something else. It's just, you needed something to show off. So we picked Neiros. But it's as if the Baalei Yischa is B'chalal not an Avodah of Oyer. It's a mikra, so we use the oil to show you that I started with this one, I finished with this one. Bal karchach, there's something that shchina shoyer biYisrael. But Ali Dovahu, that's something which is the ikka. You're taking something that has a point to it. It has an ikka avoid of oil, and keilu if I drain it for something completely different, something's missing here in terms of the Gemara's response. That we're using the oyer over here to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu does listen for Klal Yisrael, and it's also what does it mean Shashchina Shoyer? It's Eidah Shashchina Shoyer biYisrael. The Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash was Asar Nisim. In the Mishkan there might have been more. So all those Nisim don't show you. I mean, you had to. You made an Aveda that specifically is geared for it. So it's the Gemara here needs much hezba in explaining what the tachlis of the avodah is. So I want to start. I want to learn through a medrash, which be'etzem is the key to understanding it. It's a medrash on Tetzaveh. It's a medrash Rabba. It says loyishani tzorach lehem. So again, Chazal start with loyishani tzorach lehem. I don't need those neiros. I understand that the reason why it's tzave and baloischa is because in truma there's a list of kalim. So the kalim has a tzur of the bias, and that's not a kash where he needs it, doesn't need it. But in tzave and baloischa, we're talking about the avoda of neiros. Over there, there's the Chazal comment loyishani tzorach lehem elo sheta'iru li kashem she'arti lechem. Lama, kidei lahalos eschem ifnei kol ha'umos she'omrim Yisrael me'irin l'mishamei alakoyim. I want everybody to know that Klal Yisrael gives ur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshel, v'pikeach v'suma shoy mahalchin. There was a pikeach and a suma, a blind man and a seeing person were walking. Oma pikeach l'suma boi v'nisan checha. So the pikeach told the suma, I'll walk you, I'll hold you. Vayasuma mahalach. Kiva shenichasu lebayis, as soon as they came into the house, Omar pikeach lesuma, tsei badlik saner. So the kelto the suma, light a candle for me, for her early. Shaloite machsikli toivash levisicha. Like this, you're going to feel that you owe me something for escorting you. Lekach amatecha shetoyer. Kacha pikeach zekadosh baruch hu, shnem ki Hashem einam shaytes ba'aretz, asum es Yisrael, shnem nigashen ki ivim kir, and therefore, v'akadosh baruch hu me'elam v'nihigam shnem Hashem ho'elach v'neam yoyma. And v'kivin shebo lasis ha'mishkin kar l'moy shalom l'vikho lecha Hashem eza yisach, oma Yisrael ki ata torneri, and vata meshna fanecha, and oma shul shalom. That's the lashon of the Chazal. So Chazal are being megalos say to us in the Seder Avoda that in Avoda that's called Oyer, it's the Avoda that we have actual input so that the result can be ours. Let's understand it in the muscle first. When the Pikeach is leading the Suma and they're walking outside and they're holding the lantern. So Bemis, without the lantern, the Pikeach also couldn't lead him. So the Suma, in a certain sense, is being made fun of. It's not that the Pikeach couldn't have found the lantern and put it on, but he stole it avek in the oifin, where the Pa'ula Rishena would be of the Suma, and the Oisfer would be the Pikeach's, and therefore it could be called that the Suma is doing it. In other words, there's a mahalach where there's an input from the Suma that allows the Avodas HaPikeach to be Nikral Shem of the Suma. A parallel kind of Indian, something which is a dugmefit, it says, La'odah marche leiv, la'ashem man eloshen. That a person, it's up to a person, the Olam HaBechira is that the person has input, and that input is the marche leiv. The saying of the words is told in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The man of Lashon comes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the right words in my mouth, with the right expression, the right intonation, and so on, those words are my words that come out. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it just like the oimek of his giving us Bechira, and the ability to do things, is only mitzad machshava, and mitzad the realization of it, mitzad the ma'aseh shebo'i, it's always tolin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But being that the reishis of it is tolin Adam, being that the marche leiv is tolin Adam, so the lashon is also called on the Adam, al shem Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen that Adam have a mocking in the Bria, and he not fall under the category of being bottled. So the oifin in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it is that we can initiate something, and the asiyah itself is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since the initiation is ours, the marche leiv is ours, then it's Nikral Shmeinu. And that's exactly the muscle that Chazal gave. The Suma, even after he lit the light, can't walk. He can't even use it. In the Asiyah, in the Hiluch of the Suma, there's no Mokoyim, for the Pikeach is not a Bar Halicha. But the Pikeach created a situation where since the Oyer comes from the Suma, he can now go l'oire. The reason why oire is the Inyan, because we've spoken different times that since every pa'ula starts with a vision, it starts with a tachlis. That's the ha'ara. Just like if I walk someplace, I have to see it first. All the mekoymos where it starts by seeing it, that's where I know to go to it. So even though the going and the hemshich is totally in the pulas adam, but it's nikal shmoy. And that's why the first bria was oyer, because oyer is the etzem bria. the Bria, the Adam is the one who's mayor. The Pa'ula and everything else is already Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the Nekuda gave to Adam. That's the Pshat in Chazal. The Chilo Oira Hutzarech, because Be'emes, Oira Taka belongs to the Avoida of, in all the other Yanim it's clear, because it's something that's an Inyan of Pa'ula and Maisa, it's clear that it's just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way, and that's what it is, and so on. That's not even Kasha. In Oir, Lemaisa, Adam is a mayor in the Bria. Adam is the one who lights the light, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears Ois with the Pa'ula's Maisis. On that, the Gemara Taka is Chilo Oiro Tzarech. And on that, the Gemara answers that it's Eidus Yisrael. The Eidus Yisrael, that the Shechina Shem Yisrael is not the Revusa that the Shechina here. The Revusa is that it's Shechina be Yisrael. That since the Nekuda that I started with becomes the Eisphere, then that's a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing our Mais Yadayim. The oimik of that mahalach is just like it says, Seif Mais Machshava Tchila, that whatever it is that if something is done well, the final point is what I had in mind to start with. So the Ner Maravi that Boyu Maschil, that's the one that lasts the latest. That's where it's Nigmar, because the Ha'ara that came out is the Ha'ara that I put in. And that's why the Gemara says, Mechila Oiru Tzarech, because there is a Metzias of the Oiru of Klal Yisrael that comes through. And in that the Gemara says, Inachinami. It's Eidus, the Bechol Boi Oilam, that in Mais Yadayim Yisrael, Shechina Sheira. In the general Klal of Avoides, Pa'ulas, Maisa, Mitzvahs are all Shaykh to Olam HaMaisa. Torah, which is Nimshal to Oira, to Oir, is the Chelik that is Taka Da'ara. Limud is, Talmud's Meva de Maisa. A person needs to set B'machshava what he's doing, and then the Pula comes out. But even in the world of Torah, there's this Chalkus between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. In Torah Shebiksav, it starts with the Dvar Hashem. It starts with what's written. And then I follow that. Torah Shebalpeh, whose Gilui is this is the Tkufa of Vayesheni, Tkufa of Shemnat Tzadik, V'chulu, Kifi, Yedua, Mefursam, has its Sheirish. Chanukah, Dafka, because in mitzvahs we say that when we talk about doing a Maisa mitzvah, we're Meichel Shem Shemayim on this, on that, and the other thing. That's what we're doing, is we Meichel Shem Shemayim on things in the Bria. On Torah it says Leiba Shemayim Hi, because it has to start with Adam. What does the Sanhedrin say? Leiba Shemayim Hi. He holds like this, he holds like this. Everything starts with Adam. The Ha'ara, the higher lefanai of Torah Shebal Peh is the Leib HaShemayim, and it has to start with us. Purim, even though it also was already at the end of the Tkufa, it was a Rabbanan Nekedim, but once it was Nichtav, then Lekayim is Dibe Egeres Hazois. What we're doing is we'll be Mekayim and Egeres that was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Chanukah is Kulit Hashabal Peh, and it comes completely from us, and that's where it has, that's why it belongs to the world of Oira, because the input of Chanukah was us. Chazal ask, when they asked by the Bracha, of that we make on Ashekechamis voice of Zivanu Ladik Ner Shal Chanukah. So Chazal asks, Veichon Zivanu? So what says Loisasser? What about other Rabbanans? But more than that, first of all, there's no lav that we ever make a bracha on. Can you do it by Berch Harris and they ask the kasha? There's no such thing as a bracha on a lav. And if yes, why don't you make it on Lysasa? It doesn't answer the kasha. Berch Tzivonu so should save us. Tzivonu Lysasa. The answer is, in Leitasser, it tells me that which Chazal told us becomes the Kitshonim Mitzvahs of Tzivonu. The Ur that we're Madlik is the Ur that becomes the Ur that the Pekeach leads us with. So yes, it starts with that. Chazal gave us the ultimate Hakudara of Dini Rabbanan, of Inyani Rabbanan, that in Loisoso the Torah said that it starts with Seichel Adam, that's the Lahoya Lefanei, and it's Nigmar and it becomes a Shekichon Tzvois of Itzivonu. So the Loisoso's the Chetimtza with the Etzem Mitzvah, we thought of it, and we were mechaven to Torah with Hadlokas Neiris. That's the Teretz. Let's go back to Ramban we started with. The Chanukah Habayis that was in the Midbar was the Chanukah Habayis that they were at Stave, and the Mela, it has a certain limit to it. The Chanukah Habayis that has Neiris in it. The Chanukah Habayis that's done with Neiris Dafka is something which has in itself a yichud, and that's why it says it came through Banecha, Ayde Banecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Banecha, because that's the yichud of it. The other Shvatim were Oysed Dvar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how they mechanech the Mishkan, and that's their Pa'ula, and they did it through Karbanis, which is Lechem Yishai, it's clearly, it's a pa'ula, and it's a tzivui, that's what they're doing. He says, Shevet Levi, Kahuna's Chanukah is going to be through Neiris, that they will be inspired to do it, and it'll come through them. That's a pa'ula of a whole different world. It includes in itself the Malyusa of Hoyer Lefanei. Just, I guess, a little bit, bring it into our world, the shtickle. We understand the toiv that we do to be the things we listen. The Torah tells us to do certain things, Kash Baruch Hu's mitzaveh through the Torah, we know what we're supposed to do, we follow Shacharuch, it says to learn, you learn, it says to do this, it says to do this. Those are all good things. But there's another dimension, and especially in Teirish Baal Peh, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to initiate a process. A person who does things because he is told to do it, and he's a Mekayim, so it's fine, it's wonderful, but it's not Nikral Shmoy. It doesn't have the yichud of Torah, and especially Torah Shebal Peh, because that belongs to the world of Maisim, where I'm doing. So I can bring Karbanis, I can bring Torahs. It bechlal doesn't enter into that yichud of a world where of a hoyer lefanai. When a person is able to motivate himself, a person does things. Lefnai lefnim, a person pushes himself. A person learns when somebody else is not learning, when others are not learning. There are times others are not learning. A person learns, is kaveh himself goals, and does things. All of those mean that the person, he's a different world of Avodas Hashem. He's crossed the line of becoming, of belonging to the category of people that are boy v'hoyer lefonai. And there's a special shiata d'shmaya of Shechina's Sheirav Yadav b'Yisrael. In other words, those areas where a person is the initiator, the less there is an outside reason to do it, and the more the person provides the ha'ara, the more there's a siyata that what he does, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the mana lashon, so it's nikra shame the marchelev of his. If a person says over what someone else tells him to say, it's never his. He can say it better, he can say it worse. He's Mekayim, he's Chiyuv, and he's a spokesman. That's it. When a person provides marchelev, then the mana lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, but the shtigl Torah is nikra shmoy at the end. And that's why it's a tkufa and a zman that we need to be mischazik on pushing ourselves, on motivating ourselves, on not waiting to be told, not following, but to understand that the real, the Tzuras Adam and the Tzuras Yisrael in its real sense, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our own mitzvahs, is waiting for an avoda that's called lechoy lefanai, that the person is initiator. The zmanim and the antovim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we all start vatitan lan Hashem lekenu, bi'ava. This man, that man, the other man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chayrus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything. When Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being Mordechai Vesta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim and everything wonderful. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and all we should be Meshabech, we're Mevakesh, and so on and so forth. Yoytzim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hanukkah, when in the pe'ula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the Al Nisim, we say V'chakach bo b'necha. And it's interesting, the Avud Ram, I think, brings that there was a minig not to say it. Rabbi Yaakov brings a minig that they would not say it, because Mechateisa, what we're doing, comes into it, and he says, no, you're supposed to say it. The lashon of the Rabbi Nissen that Ramban brings, that it's nikral shmoy. The greatness of Avodas Kehuna is that since they're initiators, since the Hor Lefanai, it's called al shmam. The zmanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaveh for us is nikra al shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we relate to it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Yoytzim in HaKadosh is Chanukah, when it's v'chakach bo b'necha, v'tir v'neshah, and so on, that became mitzurif to the Guf HaNes. It started with us, all the other nisim started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we followed, we were nene from it, and we were zeichet it, and it's chusavis, and this and that, and tshuva we did, and everything. Chanukah started with us. We made a decision to be Meisa Nefesh, to take back the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. When a person does it that way, when a person is an initiator, when a person is misoyer to do something, then he belongs to that chelik avoida, which is boi v'hoi lefanai, and the kiyum of an avoda like that is that it's nikra al shmoy, and what he did becomes a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Frel Hanukkah, Lit Hanukkah. Huh?
Finally, the Haskalah is supposed to be from us, but it doesn't make sense.